listening to a podcast from Victory.
Isang magandang hapon po sa ating lahat. Welcome sa ating online worship service. Ako po si James, isa po sa mga pastors dito po sa Victory Metro East. Isang kagalakan po sa akin na magkakasama po tayo muli at patuloy po tayong matuto sa Word ni God. At higit sa lahat po ay makilala po natin si Lord at maipamuhay po natin ang kanyang mga salita. Tayo po ay sumandaling manalangin. Panginoong Diyos, kami po ay nagpapasalamat na kami po ay patuloy na matuto sa inyong mga salita. Tunay nga po, Lord, that you are near to your people. And I pray, Lord, na maipadama mo sa amin through your word today. May you bless the preaching of your word. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Bago po tayo mag-dive in dun po sa word ni God, I just remember a couple of days ago po, ako po ay nanunood po kasi ng tennis na sports and na-announce po no, na si Novak Djokovic, siya po ang naging number one ngayong taon, no? Year-end number one sa Association of Tennis Professionals, no? On a record of 7 occasions. Si Novak Djokovic po ay isang Serbian professional tennis player and siya po ay currently ranked number 1 by the Association of Tennis Professionals. And alam niyo po, si Novak po, no? Djokovic po ay naging number 1 po ang kanyang record in a total of 7 years. 346 weeks. So, ibig po sabihin talagang very successful, matagumpay po siya as a tennis professional player. And as of this November, no, 318 wins ang nai-record po niya sa kanya pong sa kanya pong pagiging professional tennis player. And so in fact, no, sa sport po ng tennis, may iba-iba pong mga facets of playing in tennis. No? There's what we call the hard court. Meron pong clay court, may grass court. Si Novak Djokovic po, ang napanalunan po niya sa hard court ay 12 titles, 27 masters. Sa hard court naman, ay sa grass court, 7 titles ang kanyang napanalunan. At sa clay court, 17 titles. So this person is again victorious in the sport. Today, speaking of victory, I would like all of us to learn as well that victory is an implication of the nearness of God. And today we will learn the facets of God's victory. So, ang ating pong pag-uusapan ay sa Isaiah 62, verses 8 to 12. The Lord has sworn by His right hand and by His mighty arm, I will not again give your grain to be food for your enemies, and for foreigners shall not drink your wine, for which you have labored. But those who garner it shall eat it and praise the Lord, and those who gather it shall drink it in the courts of my sanctuary. Go through the gates, prepare the way for the people, build up the highway, clear it of stones, lift up a signal over the peoples. Behold, the Lord has proclaimed to the end of the earth, say to the daughter of Zion, behold, your salvation comes. Behold, His reward is with Him, and His recompense before Him. And they shall be called the holy people, the redeemed of the Lord, and you shall be called sought out, a city not forsaken. Ito pong prophecy ni Isaiah ay naisulat po niya more than 100 years bago po ito nangyari. And it did happen in the lives of the Israelites. In fact, in this chapter, in Isaiah 62, yung pong mga Israelites are already back in Jerusalem from exile in Babylon. And they might be thinking that they have failed God. They have failed their part in the covenant that they had with the Lord. And maybe, in my own opinion, the neighboring nations, no, yung mga karatig po ng mga bansa, no, ay mga siguro kinukutsa po sila o pinagtatawanan sila regarding their identity as a people and their identity as a nation. And yet, we can find in these scriptures that we read, no, na si Lord, He was basically building up their faith and He encouraged them once again that His covenant is for them, no? Yung pong covenant po ni Lord ay para po sa kanila. And His covenant with them is victory. And so, yan po yung nais ni Lord sa kanya pong mga mamamayan, no? As God's covenant people, God desires that we live in victory. We are to be victorious. And so, ngayon pong hapon, we can discover here in our reading the facets of God's victory to His people. The first facet is that the Lord promised victory to His people. The Lord promised victory to His people. In verse 8 and 9, the Lord has sworn by His right hand and by His mighty arm, I will not again give your grain to be food for your enemies, and foreigners shall not drink your wine for which you have labored. But those who garner it shall eat it and praise the Lord, and those who gather it shall drink it in the courts of my sanctuary. Take note the words that God said, the Lord has sworn. The Lord has sworn. That means it is the covenant of God. God made a promise. God made an oath, di ba? Hindi lang po siya nagbigay ng pangako, tinaas po niya yung kanyang kanang kamay, no? Nagpanata po si Lord sa kanila. And we also have to take note when He said, by His mighty arm. It's an image of strength. It's an image of power. So with this, we can see that victory is God's promise of blessing to His people. Because from the verses that we read, no, meron po silang enemies. And they had been victims by their enemies. Sabi nga po dun sa verse, no, na yung po mga pagkain po nila, hindi po nila nakakain. Ang kumakain po yung kanilang mga kaaway. Yung po kanilang mga alak, yung kanilang mga wine, no, hindi po nila naiinom. The enemies are drinking their wine. So they have the enemies that they are facing here. And alam niyo po, we can relate with these Israelites. If the neighboring nations were their enemies, we have also an enemy. Ang enemy po natin, hindi po yung ating kasama sa bahay. In fact, the Apostle Paul tells us of our enemy in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places. So, meron din po tayong kaaway, no? The evil rulers of the unseen world, the evil spirits in the heavenly places. So our enemy is the devil and his minions. You know, maybe I've heard of stories of people na naging biktima po ng spirit of lack. Yung pinaghirapan, nagtrabaho, di ba? Pero iba po yung nakinabang. Sumweldo nga. Pero pagdating po sa ATM, wala po yung sweldo. No? Hindi, wala po siyang nakuhang sweldo kasi napunta po sa pinagkautangan. They were victim of that spirit of lack. Or sa mga estudyante po, no, naging biktima po ng injustice or bullying maybe. Di ba? Nag-aral. Pero siniraan po ng classmate para malamangan doon po sa grade, no? So there are evil spirits that are doing to really just put a stop in the victory of God in our lives. Pero ano pong sabi po ni Lord? By His mighty arm, I will not again. Hindi na po hahayaan ng Panginoon, di po ba, na maging biktima po tayo ng ating po mga kaaway. And He made that promise to His people. Not just to His people during the time of the Israelites here in these verses, but I believe God made that promise to us as well. A promise of victory to us. Now, lahat po tayo, we already, I believe, made promises sa ating pong buhay. And talking about promise, there's this popular promise na napag-aralan po natin po sa school, di ba? Yung pong pangako po ni General Douglas MacArthur to the Philippines during the World War II. Ano po yung kanyang popular promise? I shall return. And guess what? When he said, I shall return, he did return, and his return was backed up by the power of the United States Armed Forces. Alam niyo po si Lord, when he made that promise, he said, by my mighty arm. So God made a promise, and that promise is backed up by His power. Kaya po, I believe, kayang-kaya pong i-deliver ni Lord yung kanya pong mga pangako sa ating pong buhay. He will deliver it in His own way, in His own time. Amen? Alam niyo po, hindi lang po yung mga Israelites ay may external enemy, the neighboring nations, they have also this what we call the internal enemy. Ano po yung kanilang internal enemy? It's their self, right? Ano po ba yung dahilan? Bakit po sila na-exile, napunta po ng Babylon? They chose to turn against God. They chose to rebel. They chose to be unfaithful. Pinili po nila. Pinili po nila yung nilang kanyang sarili kasi yung nais ng Panginoon sa buhay nila. And I'm trying to recall lang, no? There was an instance also in the Gospels. Ito po yung one of the disciples of Jesus, no? Si Judas Iscariot. He was just thinking about himself. In fact, there's an account I would like to read in John 12 regarding Judas Iscariot, verse 3 to 6. Mary therefore took a pound of expensive ointment made from pure nard and anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. But Judas Iscariot, one of his disciples, he who was about to betray him, said, why was this ointment not sold for 300 denarii and given to the poor? Verse 6, he said this not because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief and having charge of the money bag, he used to help himself to what was put into it. Judas Iscariot is an example of just allowing that internal enemy called self to ruin his life rather than allowing God to work in his life. And we can all relate, right, about our internal enemy called self. Ano bang sinasabi ni self? Maghiganti ka. Anong sinasabi ni Lord? Hindi, huwag kang maghiganti. Patawarin mo na lang siya. Sabi ni self, gawin mo lang ang gusto mong gawin. Pero anong sabi ni Lord? Hindi, huwag mo lang gawin ang gusto mong gawin. Walk holy and walk pure before me. There is this internal enemy that we have in this life who does not want to walk with God or experience the victory of God. And yet, ito po, no? Bagamat sila po ay naging unfaithful kay Lord sa kanila pong covenant sa Kanya. Alam mo, sabi ni Lord sa kanila, nagbigay si Lord ng assurance sa kanila, no, that He is still in covenant with them. At yung covenant po niya sa kanila ay yung Kanyang pangakong tagumpay. Ano po yung assurance ni Lord sa kanila regarding His promise of victory? In verse 1 of Isaiah 62, in the first part of the verse, because I love Zion, I will not keep still. because my heart yearns for Jerusalem, I cannot remain silent. Si Lord, matindi po ang kanyang pagmamahal sa kanya po mga mamamayan. Matindi po ang pagmamahal po niya sa atin. Kahit tayo po ay pumapalpak sa ating covenant sa kanya, because sometimes we allow ourselves to be in charge rather than God, God is still assuring us that He loves us. Ano pong ibig sabihin ng sinabi ng Panginoon na mahal niya yung si Zion? Diba? Of course, Zion represents the people of Israel. Or Jerusalem is a representation of His people. And tayo din po, no? I believe when God said that He loves His people, He is on our side. He is not against us. He is for us. Para po si Lord sa atin. Kaya nga po, as God's promise and by His mighty arm, we can be victors and not victims because He loves us. Amen? The second facet of the victory of God in the scriptures that we read is that God gives a picture of victory to His people. In verse 4, "You shall no more be termed forsaken, and your land shall no more be termed desolate, but you shall be called, My delight is in her, and your land married, for the Lord delights in you, and your land shall be married." So pansinin po natin, kung iniisip po ng mga Israelites po that they were forsaken, iniwanan, tinalikuran na po sila ng Diyos, no, God is saying to them, no, hindi ko kayo tinalikuran, hindi ko kayo binigo, you are my delight, sabi ng Panginoon. Natutuwa ako pa rin sa inyo. Sabi po dito, if they were thinking that their lives are desolate, their land, the land is desolate, meaning to say, in ruins. Alam mo, sabi ng Lord, hindi yon. Hindi yon. You are married. In other words, God's affection is for them, is for His people. There's another word in verse 12 of Isaiah 62. It says here, "And they shall be called the holy people, the redeemed of the Lord. And you shall be called sought out, a city not forsaken." In other words, God's victory for His people is directly related to their true identity. Somehow, sila po, mga Israelites during this time, in Isaiah 62, they have entertained the victim mentality. They have entertained this false identity in their minds. Na kami ay forsaken na, kami ay desolate na, wala nang pag-asa, wala nang patutunguhan yung buhay namin. Maybe they have entertained that, the thoughts. As you are in this worship service today, maybe you have entertained a victim mentality as well. You know, there was a popular song in the past. Dito po sa bansa po natin, ang pangalan po ng kanta ay Hari ng Sablay. Bakit po kaya inawit yung Hari ng Sablay, di ba? Kasi lahat ba ng bagay, lahat ng aspeto pa ng buhay ng kumakanta po na yun, palpak. Wala na lang tagumpay kasi puro sablay na lang. Maybe you have entertained that. Maybe you're saying, even in this pandemic, matakotin talaga ako. You have entertained that victim mentality or that false identity na sinasabi mo, talunan na ako talaga noon pa man. These are victim mentality and false identity. You know, our failures and our defeat do not define our true identity. Kahit nalugi po tayo ng negosyo, hindi po ibig sabihin na wala na po ang ating tunay na identity sa Panginoon. Kahit tayo po ay nawala ng trabaho, o kahit tayo po ay hirap po sa ating online class, it does not mean that we fail, okay? We also fail with our true identity. Failure is not final. And God spoke through the prophet Isaiah in this chapter to remind His people, the Israelites, and I believe to us today of our true identity. Amen. That ano pong sabi ng Panginoon sa kanila at sa ating ngayon? We are holy people. In other words, we are set apart for the purpose of God. God has a plan for you and for me. We are holy people. Pangalawa, we are redeemed of the Lord. In other words, we have been set free so that we can live right with God. Redeemed. Dati po, alipin po tayo sa kasalanan, pero tinubos po tayo ng Lord. We have been redeemed by the blood of the Lord. We are sought out. Ang ibig mo sabihin po nito is that God is seeking us. He is for us. He wants His plan to happen in our lives. We are not a city forsaken. Mga kapatid, let's embrace our true identity. Our true identity. Even Paul said in the book of Romans chapter 8, we are more than conquerors. Hindi lang po tayo conquerors. No? We are more than conquerors. Romans 8 says. The third facet of the victory of God is that God reveals the purpose of victory to His people. Verses 1 and 2 of Isaiah 62. For Zion's sake, I will not keep silent. And for Jerusalem's sake, I will not be quiet until her righteousness goes forth as brightness and her salvation as a burning torch. The nations shall see your righteousness and all the kings your glory, and you shall be called by a new name that the mouth of the Lord will give. Notice the word righteousness was repeated twice in these two verses. Until her righteousness goes forth as brightness, nations shall see your righteousness. Ano pong ibig sabihin po nito? Ano po yung purpose ng victory ni Lord? Alam niyo po, ang tagumpay po ng Panginoon sa buhay po ng mga Israelites at sa buhay po natin ay hindi lang po tagumpay laban po sa ating kaaway. Yung tagumpay po ng Panginoon sa buhay nila at sa buhay natin ay hindi lang po tagumpay laban sa victim mentality. But it says here about righteousness. So ang ibig sabihin po nito, ang tagumpay ni Lord ay magliwanag. Okay, magliwanag po, no? Sa pamamagitan po ng kanyang righteousness sa atin. So, ibig po sabihin that the victory of the Lord is His righteousness displayed in our lives. The victory of the Lord is His righteousness displayed in our lives. Sino po dito, nagpapasalamat po tayo that by the grace of God, we have been made righteous. Amen? Thank you, Lord. We have been made righteous. In other words, we have a right standing with God. We have a right relationship with God. And if we have been made righteous with God, by the Lord, then we need to live out, ipamuhay po natin yung pagiging matuwid. Amen. Sa ating pong trabaho, di ba? Hindi lang po tayo honest for the sake of our employer, but we are honest before God, no? Pinapakita po natin yung pagiging matuwid, maybe with our honesty, with our integrity sa trabaho, sa ating pong pag-submit sa authority, not because we just want to submit to the authority, but because we are doing that for the Lord, no? Pero ultimately po, yung pagiging matuwid po ay yung pagbabagong buhay natin. Nakikita po yung bagong buhay natin. So, if you are here today and you may not be living out yung pong righteousness ni Lord, all we can do is to humble to God, come to Him, let's repent, and I believe God can restore us and enable us to live that righteous life. So mga kapatid, the purpose of God's victory is that we are to live out His righteousness. Amen? And we can do that not by our own strength, but by the Holy Spirit working in our lives. The last facet of God's victory is that God wants His people to participate in His victory. In verse 10, go through the gates, prepare the way for the people, build up the highway, clear it of stones, lift up a signal over the peoples. Maybe because there were batches of Israelites, no, who left Babylon and returned to Jerusalem. And so, yung pong mga nauna, they have to prepare the way for the others. Ang ganda po, sabi po ng New Living Translation, prepare the highway for my people to return. To return. So in other words, nais po ng Panginoon na yung kanya pong mga mamamayan ay bumalik po, no? Not just in Jerusalem, pero manumbalik po sa Panginoon. At maranasan po nila yung buhay na matagumpay, no? That their righteousness will be displayed again. And alam niyo po, mahalaga po yun, no? That if we want to participate in the victory of God sa buhay po natin, first, it starts with us. That by the grace of God, ipamuhay po natin yung pong tagumpay ng Lord, ma-display natin yung kanyang katuwiran. And of course, baka meron po tayong mga kakilala po sa church, but maybe because of the pandemic, somehow, nanlamig po yung kanilang pananampalataya. And so, maybe we can go out of our way and reach out to our brothers and sisters na naapektuhan po ngayong pandemya, nang hina po yung kanilang pananampalataya. And we can help them out, no? So that they too can experience God's victory and again, live out His righteousness sa kanila pong buhay. And hindi lang po yun, no? When God said, prepare the way, I believe He is not just only talking to one nation, He's talking to the nations, that we are to go out to the lost and preach the gospel to them. Because the gospel is the victory of God in their lives so that they can also live righteous before the Lord. Mahalaga po na gawin po natin yun. No? For us to participate, makibahagi po tayo dun sa victory ng Panginoon. Gawin po natin, tulungan po natin yung ating mga kakilalang Christians to return to God. Ma-restore sila, ma-experience nila yung victory ng Lord at maipamuhay po nila yung righteousness niya. And let's preach the gospel. Amen? To the nations. I shared to us four facets of God's victory to His people. Alam niyo po itong mga facets po na ito, or features or aspects, all this will be culminated one day. They will take place one day. In fact, in verse 11, it says, the Lord has sent this message to every land. Tell the people of Israel, look, your Savior is coming. See, He brings His reward with Him as He comes. Look, your Savior is coming. Alam naman po natin that our Savior has come in the past. Jesus' first coming, when He was born on earth, the first Christmas, right? He came as a humble king, and He was victorious over sin and over death, and because of Him, we can have eternal life. But guess what? Jesus fulfilled God's covenant to His people. Kahit po nag-fail tayo, God fulfilled His promise when Jesus came to die for our sins and rose again from the dead so that we can live victorious and live a righteous life. But here in this verse, it says, our Savior is coming. There will be a second coming of the Lord Jesus. And Revelation tells us as well, no? It confirms the words of Isaiah in Revelation, verses 22 chapter 22 verses 12 and 13. Behold, I am coming soon, bringing my recompense with me to repay each one for what he has done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Jesus will come again, not as a humble king, but as a victorious king. He will come again as a conquering king, and his reward is with him. And so, alam niyo po, what God wants us is to prepare. We are to prepare ourselves, prepare others, prepare the lost to receive our great King. Jesus will come again for sure. Yung life of victory po, nandito po ngayon, is with us because that was the promise of God to us. Not just to the Israelites, but to us. And ano po ba yung ating buhay na victorious? Our life of victory is a life of righteousness. Amen? As I end, I remember the words of Jesus about His second coming when He spoke it in Luke. Luke chapter 18, verse 8. I tell you, He said, He will grant justice to them quickly. But when the Son of Man returns, how many will He find on the earth who have faith? How many will He find on the earth who have faith? Sino po ang madadatna ng Panginoon sa Kanyang pagbabalik na may pananampalataya? So it's a question na hindi lang po si tinanong ni Lord sa kanya po mga kausap during the time, but I believe it's also a question that we need to answer it for ourselves. How many will the Lord Jesus find on earth who have faith? Going back to Novak Djokovic, who is ranked number one in the world as far as professional tennis is concerned. I believe si Novak Djokovic po, no, achieved so many victories in tennis as a professional player, maybe because of his skills, the belief of his coaches, the support of his family, and maybe because of his confidence in himself. Maybe he was so much in faith of himself to be able to achieve this. Hindi ko po alam kung Christian po si Novak, but the question is, how about our faith? How about us? How about our faith in Christ? I believe our faith in Christ is the foundation of our life of victory. Kung wala pong pananampalataya tayo kay Jesus, wala po tayong buhay man na matagumpay. We need to have faith in Jesus. We need to grow in that walk with God every day. And so let me just leave you with this statement before I pray. We live a victorious and righteous life through Jesus Christ, our victorious King. Amen? Let me just pray for all of us right now. As we are closing our eyes, bowing our head, I believe God wants to minister to us in this worship service online. And maybe you have entertained that victim mentality. In the past or even at this time, you have allowed this victim mentality na parang hopeless, puro takot na lang, puro worry na lang yung in-entertain po natin. God wants us to be free from that victim mentality. So let me just pray for us. Lord, salamat dahil You promised to Your people in the Bible and to us today, victory is with us. You are our victory, Lord. You are the foundation of our life of victory. And Lord, I pray for my brothers and sisters who in a way, Lord, somehow ay na-entertain po nila yung victim mentality. Lord, I just I just uproot that Lord God, that mindset right now in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray, Lord, that you set us free from this mentality. Lord, thank you that you said in your word, we are your holy people. We are the redeemed of the Lord. We are sought out by the Lord. We are, Lord, we are a people not forsaken. We are more than conquerors. Lord, that's our identity. And that should be our mentality, Lord. We are victorious in Christ, in Jesus' name. I pray as well, Lord, tulungan niyo po kaming lahat to be able to reach out and help others be victorious in their Christian walk with you, Lord God. So thank you. We give you all the praise, Lord Jesus, for being our victorious King. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Before I close in prayer, if you are here as well and alam mo na your life is not yet in Christ, wala pa po kayong relasyon personal kay Jesus, and I believe today God is inviting you to experience that life of victory that is in Jesus. So if you are here, let me just pray with you. Pray this with me right now, ngayong pong hapon. Sabihin po natin, Jesus, lumalapit ako sa inyo at nagpapakumbaba at humihingi ng kapatawaran. Maraming salamat, Jesus, na namatay kayo para sa aking kasalanan at nabuhay kayo muli upang ako ay maligtas at magkaroon ng buhay na walang hanggan. Binubuksan ko ang aking puso at inaanyayahan kita na aking tagapagligtas at maging Panginoon ng buhay ko magmula sa araw na ito. Salamat sa tagumpay. Salamat sa buhay na matagumpay sa inyo po. Meron akong tagumpay. Sa pangalan ni Jesus, amen. Kung iyan po ang inyong ipinanalangin, honestly in your heart, congratulations. Please connect with us through the number on your screen or mag-comment lang po kayo dyan sa ating pong comment section. Magbigay po kayo ng prayer emoji or contact us dito po sa ating Victory Metro East Facebook page. We would be happy to help you live a life of victory in Christ. Amen? With that, let me just speak a blessing. Lord, thank you, Lord, that as we go out this week and be a testimony of your righteousness, and as we connect with our friends and our families, Panginoon, salamat dahil, Lord God, you will enable us to live victorious. You will enable us to live righteous before you. Thank you for your victory, Lord. I declare, Lord God, that you will be glorified all throughout this week. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, God bless. Let's stay safe. We'll see you again next week.
Thank you for listening. We hope you were encouraged by the message. For more podcasts and updates, visit victory.org.ph or download the Victory app. You may also give through our website and share your prayer requests and answered prayers with us there.